Mr. Bond said he is going to Haiti with a very heavy heart.
The damage, the destruction, loss of life are just overwhelming. Therefore, we need unprecedented international support to Haitian people.
The UN chief spoke to reporters aboard his flight from New York. The plane carried several of his senior advisors, as well as UN staff and aid supplies. Mr. Bond says the United Nations has three priorities now in Haiti.
First, save lives, as many lives as possible. We are running against the time. This is already a fourth day, but there are still hope that we can and we may save some more lives.
The organization also hopes to provide urgently needed humanitarian assistance, including tents, water, medical supplies, and other services. Mr. Bond said food distribution is improving, and the UN is now feeding at least 40,000 people a day. The UN's other priority is to coordinate the large international outpouring of assistance.
We should not waste even a single item, single dollar.
The Red Cross and the United Nations estimate more than 40,000 people have died as a result of the earthquake. Among them, more than 40 UN peacekeeping and civilian staff. Mr. Bond said for the United Nations, this is the gravest and greatest single loss to the organization. He said the organization has lost many dear colleagues, including the head of the Haiti mission, Hedi Anabi, a nearly 30-year veteran of the United Nations, and his deputy, Luis Carlos da Costa.
There are many more, I fear, colleagues whose fate we have to prepare for the worst. But United Nations carry on.
While on the ground, Mr. Bond plans to meet with President René Préval, UN staff, and local earthquake victims. He said he wants to assess firsthand the extent of the damage and humanitarian need. With Margaret Bashir, VOA News, Port-au-Prince. Margaret Bashir, VOA News, traveling with the Secretary General.
Unit 7. Your weekend. Page 48. 2. Planning expressions. Listen to Gavin talking about his plans for the weekend. Tick these expressions as you hear them.
Well, tonight I guess I'll probably just stay in and have a quiet night in front of the telly. I'm a bit too tired to do anything, really. Then on Saturday morning, I'm going to try to get up really early and go off and play football with some mates of mine in the park, which should be fun. Then, Saturday afternoon, unfortunately, I've got to do some things around the house because the place is a tip at the moment. Then, Saturday night, I've got a big night because a friend's having a party at her place and Karen's going to be there. And Sunday morning, I imagine I'll need to have a lie-in just to recover, really. And then in the afternoon, I've got a friend coming over. And then finally, Sunday night, I guess I'll probably just stay in and have an early night.
Unit 7. Page 50. 1. While you listen. Thank goodness it's Friday.
Thank goodness it's Friday. This week's been dragging on forever.
Tell me about it. So, what are you up to this weekend?
Well, nothing special, really. This evening, I'm just going out for dinner with my parents.
Oh, that should be nice.
Yes, we're going to this little French place near where I live. The food's great there. And then tomorrow, I've got to get up really early, at least for me, and do some cooking, because I've got some people coming over in the afternoon. And I'll have to give the place a really good clean as well. And I'm not sure, but I think we'll probably be going out after that to see a film or something. We haven't really planned anything. What about yourself?
Well, tonight I'm supposed to be going out with some people from my old job. But I don't really feel like it anymore. I'm feeling really tired.
So you're just going to stay in then?
Yes, because tomorrow night I've got a big night. I'm going to my friends Pete and Rachel's party. It's on a boat.
Ah, that sounds great. Whereabouts?
Down by the river, you know, in the docks.
Oh, yes, I know where you mean. I went to a party there myself a while ago.
Right. Is it okay down there?
Yes, it's great, but it's not all that big. There's not that much room on the boat.
Sounds cozy.
Oh, yes, you can get really close to people. Lots of sweaty bodies.
I don't think it's going to be that sort of party.
Well, you never know. If you're lucky, it might become one. No, I'm only joking. It's actually a great place for a party.
Good. I'm really looking forward to it. But then on Sunday, unfortunately, I've got to do some things for work.
No rest for the wicked. Well, listen, I might give you a ring on Sunday, then. Just to hear all about your quiet night out down on the river.
Unit 7. Page 51. 1. More ways of talking about the future. Listen and practice saying these sentences.
1.
I've got some friends arriving from Spain tomorrow.
2.
I've got to get up really early tomorrow to take my father to the airport.
3. I'm supposed to be playing football on Saturday, but I've got a bit of a cold.
4.
I might be going to the coast for the weekend, but I haven't decided for sure yet.
7. Page 52. 4. Pronunciation. Practice saying these sentences.
1.
Right, I'll see you later.
2.
It'll be all right on the night.
3.
She'll be with us in 5 minutes or so.
4. What'll you say to your boss? 5.
How will we recognise each other?
6.
You'll regret it.
7.
I'll see what I can do.
8.
There'll be a lot of people you know there.
9.
So, where'll we meet then?
10.
I'm sure we'll meet again.
在线英语听力士，感谢您的收听，请推荐给身边的好友。